Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. My name's Mike Brown, the co-host tonight, the HEB connoisseur himself, my co-pilot, my co-worker, my people, Ryan Davis. Mr. Davis, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let me tell you something. Okay. First of all, what is tonight? Tonight's game 77. So we have 77, 78, 79, 80, 80. So we have six shows left. Okay.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. I told you this at the office today, and I'm going to repeat it now because I'm a man of my word. My goal for the millions of people and millions of people who listen to this show, my goal is to give my honest takes, which I always have. I'm not going to say we're going to burn this thing to the ground by the time we're done next Sunday, but we're going to have explosive conversations with people, or I am at least, where we get our real true feelings about this team out there. Is that fair?
Hey, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Okay. Honest takes, fire takes. I'm all about it.
Rockets lose 123 to 114 tonight. Jabari had 12. KJ had 15. Alperin had 21. Alperin Şengün with the second worst plus minus tonight in 33 minutes.
Here you go.
Kevin Porter Jr., 31 points. Jalen Green had 14. Josh Christopher, after mocking his head coach, which, first of all, let me ask you this. He had 14 tonight. Do you believe for 5 seconds? Because he went on social media and he was like, no cap, which I don't understand the no cap, cap thing. What is that? What is no cap? No cap means liar. It's not a lie.
No cap basically means that he is not telling a lie.
Oh, okay. So no cap is I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that he was mocking Steven Silas or no?
I personally believed he was definitely mocking Steven Silas, and then he kind of went on Twitter to kind of walk it back, if you will, once he found out that it was catching fire. You know, because he probably respects him enough to not want to publicly embarrass him. By outing himself. So I think he was trying to save face.
Would you have more respect for him if he came out and he was like, "Yeah, my head coach sucks, and I want him gone"?
Well, he would never outright say that. I mean, even
though, would you have more respect for him though? Is my question.
I would have respect for him. I definitely would. Steven Silas is definitely somebody that needs to go yesterday. Mm. Yesterday.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Yes. Continue. Yes. I'm in favor of this conversation.
Steven Silas, like, whatever the last game is, if it's an away game, he should buy his own ticket back to Houston.
Mm. So, okay. So, look, Rockets are terrible. You know, the game tonight, you sent a text early and you were like, what are the Rockets doing to try and win this game? I'm like, bro, it's early. Okay. Actually, my exact words were, that's the goal of, you know, playing NBA basketball is winning games. Look, you said it yourself. Silas sucks. Let's get to the topic of Brian Windhorst, okay? Here's the thing. Brian Windhorst is a windbag that no one should pay attention to anyway. I got to tell you this, though. It doesn't make me feel any different about Steven Silas. Steven Silas sucks at his job. It's sad. He lost a parent as the head coach of the Rockets. I feel for him. I do. If he needed more time away, he was the one who only took, I think, two games off. It was either two or three games off.
Yeah.
So what are we, are we supposed to artificially feel bad for him? Like, I'm confused.
I think it just kind of contextualizes everything. But listen, Steven Silas was dealt a horrible hand from day one. And So he came to the team expecting one thing, and he was thrust into another thing. Okay, what do I mean? I mean, he came here thinking
I didn't ask you that. No one asked. You just artificially asked yourself a question on the show. I'm here for it. No, continue.
So people quickly forget. Steven Silas came to this team expecting a bought-in James Harden, not one that wanted to leave instantly. He came in thinking he still had Russell Westbrook in his prime. He came in thinking that he still had Covington and Tucker and these boys, and Eric Gordon still kind of in his prime. And he thought he had a squad, in other words. He thought he was going to come in and contend. He wasn't hired for a rebuild. And unfortunately, he was dealt a bad hand. When he came to town, James Harden almost instantly wanted to dip. Russell Westbrook then dipped after him. And then just the whole thing started falling down, right? Tucker is a will he, won't he. You know, Eric Gordon became a will he, won't he. I'm not making excuses. Well, I am making excuses for him. But all I'm saying is that, you know, he should be gone. It's just the nature of the beast. But I do think people who say that he should never get a job again, I think that's a little harsh. You know, because I think he was sold on one thing and then got another when he got here. What do you think about all that?
Look, here's the thing, okay? I think you're right. I think that I was out with my buddy Michael Hodson tonight, and he and I were talking about the same thing. I think that my biggest issue with where the Rockets are right now is ironically where I was when Harden was here, which was I was so entrenched with everything besides what ultimately mattered, which was winning a title. That's the only thing that matters. Like right now, whether you want to talk about the Texans, right, you want to talk about the Rockets, the Astros, the only thing that matters are the pieces that you have in place, pieces that you trust to win a championship. Like, do you trust Steven Silas is a good enough coach to win an NBA title for the Rockets? Okay, then why is he here?
I do not.
Okay,
here's why he's here.
Because he's cheap and our owner sucks.
That's part of it. But also it's almost the end of the year. And if you weren't going to fire him in January, then you're not going to fire him at all, right? So people don't like it. But like the whole interim coach thing, I've never been a fan of that. So yeah, you could have fired him in January and then had John Lucas be the interim coach, but that was just going to be great anyway. So
No. I have no problem him finishing the year. I don't have a problem with that. Here's the thing, okay? Let me read, and I'm not going to mention names. If you guys want to go look at the timeline, go look at the timeline, right? I sent out a tweet. What is today, the 29th? I sent it out on Monday. I said, the timeline doesn't get it. What happens if we don't get Victor Wembanyama? And a guy said, everyone on Rockets Twitter understands the lottery odds. We have been doing this for 3 years now. I said, the timeline will be in shambles if we don't land Vic. He said that would be the case regardless of the odds. I said, agreed. But the front office has no plan in place. They are hoping and praying for a lottery miracle, which has not happened 2 years in a row. That's no way to run a successful franchise. Tillman is the worst owner in the league, and his GM is below average at best. He said, I don't know how you can say they don't have a plan. Ryan Davis, I will give you the platform to the millions and millions WrestleMania this weekend. The platform to you, tell me, do you feel like the Houston Rockets have a plan?
I think if they don't get Victor Wembanyama, they are screwed. I think they're screwed. So the long and short of that is no, I don't think they have a plan outside of Scoot Henderson or Victor Wembanyama. Now, while saying that, allow me to clash with your philosophy a little bit, because as you know,
it's what we're here to do.
As you know, I have fully bought in to sacrificing this season. I've talked to you about this before, but it does us no good to go 41-41 because then you're just treading water. At least if you sacrifice this year, and yes, it's a huge risk, and I'll be the first to say, if we do all this losing and get the number four pick, then the last 2 or 3 years have been for nothing. I get
that. But you know what's funny? So, sorry, I want to make sure I tackle this as you bring it up. So you're telling me if they were 41-41 at the end of the year, do you know what 41-41 would get you in the West right now?
I think you're the seventh seed and you go out in the first round to Denver.
No, you're higher than that. You would be in the 5-6 range.
You still lose in the first round to Phoenix then. That doesn't impress me.
Well, Phoenix is 4. So, yeah, look, it's – so you're telling me you wouldn't take – this team being a playoff team over what they're doing now? Right? I think it's important to note that this is banter, right? This is friendly banter. This is not, I'm not saying you're wrong, you're not saying I'm wrong. What I will tell you is give me the playoffs every single day of the week versus this, because this is 3 years of this. Like, you're not done?
I totally,
what happens if they don't land Vic? What are you going to do then?
If they don't get Vic,
yeah,
then everything that you've done this year
the last two years
is for nothing.
Okay. You got clowned by the Nets tonight. Now, you only lost tonight technically by 9. You got clowned in the fourth quarter by a crappy Brooklyn team.
But listen, if you go 41-41, right?
Mm, yes.
And you lose in the first round, and now you it's like, what does that gain you? It doesn't gain you any free agents in the summertime.
I don't agree with that.
Name you okay. I'm gonna clarify. It doesn't land you a big name in the summertime. Kevin Durant's not gonna come knocking on your door because you're 41-41.
But so let me ask you this. Have you looked at the free agency for this season, for this offseason, or no?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what guy would you want anyway?
I give you that. But I'm saying that no superstar is going to come knocking on Houston's door because we were 41-41 and lost in 5 to the Suns.
You have a better chance at that than what you're doing now.
I disagree because let me explain. Everybody wants to play with the generational superstar. And I know Victor Wembanyama has not played a single second of NBA ball yet. But all the so-called experts are calling him a generational talent. Players want to play with generational talent.
I'm with you. Pops, I see Pops in the chat. If you want to come up on stage, that's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, come on.
Hit that request to speak. Oh.
Come on, Pops.
Ladies and gentlemen, the OG from the SL. SL, Pops, that's Sugarland. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Lewis Brown to the panel.
What's up, Papa Brown?
It's amazing how we've got two good-looking guys like me and Ryan, and we got Michael. So that's cool.
Wow. Wow.
It's funny how that works.
Wow. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, bro?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good.
Pops, do you have any sort of – I feel like the show is literally about to take just the weird – I mean, we have 5 shows left. I could care less at this point. Pops, do you want to talk?
Oh, man.
Do you want to talk Penthouse Magazine, the time you were in that, or do you want to talk Rockets basketball? What do you want to do?
We can talk a little bit of basketball. I kind of watched the end of the game and
fell apart. Shocker.
But I think this is what this team needs: a couple of guys who know how to finish, who know how to close out a game. You know. And that's what they didn't have. I mean, you know, Sangoon, and not just him. He missed free throws. We turned the ball over. We took stupid shots.
Shocker.
But yeah, I think next year's got to be the. They've got to show some improvement next year.
I'll say this about, and I know both of you guys aren't the biggest Sangoon fans.
It's because he's white.
That's a big reason. But,
and white ain't right.
Oh, so, here we go.
But does it not matter to either of you that this is a 20-year-old kid? He's not some finished product yet. He's not a polished 7-year pro yet. This guy has plenty of room to grow.
I agree.
Into what? But grow into what? Grow into what, though?
But what I think he needs, Ryan, is, and you know, I look at Sangoon right now, is I think his ceiling will be exactly. He'll be Pau Gasol. And I think he's just playing out of position right now. I mean, I think he's got nice, right. He's got a nice offensive game. He's a great passer. He sees the whole court, but he's getting his ass worn out by banging with these big guys, and that's what they need.
Pops, thank you for finishing that thought, because that could have gone in a multitude of different ways.
It sure could have. But let me ask y'all something. If and I know Michael hates this comparison, so I'm not going to make it fully. I'll ask both of you guys. If Sangoon can turn into 70% of what Jokic is that a success?
You mean a guy that's never been to an NBA Finals and racks up a ton of stats when they really don't matter? You mean that?
Who?
No.
I mean, who's he talking to? I didn't hear him.
70%. If he turns into 70% of Jokic, is that a win for the Rockets?
Yeah, because I think Jokic is – and, Michael, you got to stop looking at he's never been to a playoff – No, that's not what Ryan's talking about. We're just talking about from a talent level.
No, but that's the problem. Is yes, you can talk talent every day of the week. Steve Francis was talented. His team's never won anything. You have to start asking yourselves, can these guys be a part of a team that can win a championship? Do you honestly think Sangoon can be a starting big man for a title winning team?
Well, you didn't hear me say starting. I'm saying if they can collect a few more pieces, he might be that six-man guy coming off the bench with the second team. If you get you can draft a big guy to play the middle, and you got Jabari Smith, I think Sangoon might be the perfect guy to come off the bench. And in that situation, yeah, I think he can be a part of – of a winning team, but he's not going to be the reason why they won. He's going to have to be a hanger on, like a lot of those guys did with Dream.
Ryan, your response.
I think, I've got several things to say.
Oh, okay.
You guys,
we only have a specific amount of time for the show.
I got you. But you guys said that his ceiling is Pau Gasol. Okay. So
yes,
let's not forget that Pau Gasol is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame in August, right? So if he turns into Pau Gasol, I'll take that. But that's a damn good player. Okay. So
Cheryl Swoops is in the Hall of Fame. What's the point?
Hey, Ryan, that's true.
Cheryl Swoops, Defensive Player of the Year, NBA, you know, WNBA champion. I'll take that.
I would take Cheryl Swoops out
in the Hall of Fame.
He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, though.
Well, he's a well-deserved Hall of Fame.
You're right. But Pau Gasol, if you think about it,
say it.
As soon as he hooked up and got with Kobe and that talented Laker team, he was a very integral part of that team winning some championships. Yes.
Right, he could be our starting four, and you know, I know we don't have this guy yet, but I would.
So, what do you do with Jabari?
But I would.
What do
you do with Jabari? I would love for the Rockets to go long, like Victor. I would love a starting lineup of Victor, Sangoon at four, Jabari at three, Jalen Green, and point guard. You can either trade Porter. You know, you can cross your fingers and hope Harden comes back, whatever, right? But I would love I told Michael, I'm so sick of this micro ball mess. I would love a long team that could just switch everything and, you know, just be a powerhouse that way. Kind of like Cleveland, as far as, like, Jared Allen and Mobley, and they had Laurie Marketing last year before they traded them. And they were just out.
It's funny, Ryan, just real quick, that you bring up Cleveland, because we could have had Jared Allen.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Could have had Jared Allen. Could have had Evan Mobley. Could have had
LeVert. We can.
Why do you have to say it like that? Is it not true?
Well, no, it's not true because.
Oh, it's not.
No, what I'm saying is, if you would have done the deal, you know, you wouldn't. And I don't know if you're a big Jalen Green fan, Ryan, or not, but you know, you wouldn't have had Jalen Green. You probably wouldn't have Jabari Smith, and you wouldn't have the Eason kid. So pick your poison, you know? Do you know, I agree with you. Jared Allen, one of my favorite, you know, UT guys coming, you know, I love the fro. But you know what? If we would have made that trade, we would have been, you know, a fringe playoff team drafting 14th, 15th, 16th. We just would have continued that for who knows how long, you know? You had to pull the Band-Aid off. It sucks, but, you know, maybe this summer will be the icing on the cake for the last 3 years.
My question at this point is, why does anybody subject themselves to watch this team? It's not fun.
I mean, it shouldn't be fun. I mean, when you're tanking, it's not fun, you know. But
so why do you watch? Why do you watch? Well, I know why you watch, because you root for half the league at this point, because you find it, you know, in the NFL, you root for, you know, four or, you know, seven of the teams in each of the conferences. But Pops, don't get soft on me. You're the one. No. That I didn't listen to initially. They got screwed in that Harden deal.
There's no question. But here's what I'm saying. If you would have done the deal and you would have had, like I said, Allen and LeVert, and maybe you get Dumb Weenie, whatever that kid's name is, who's back with New Jersey. What's that guy?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. It's no problem.
It would have been the same as we went through. Listen. Remember when we were like, we were on the fringe. We were like the best team record wise that didn't make the playoffs. And we kept drafting 14th for like 3 or 4 or 5 years.
You wouldn't take that right now?
Exactly.
No. Y'all are both out of your mind.
Not at this point, you know.
Papa Brown, you weren't on yet, but I told Mike the exact same thing. It does us no good to be a middle of the pack team and draft 14th every year. That's exactly what I was saying earlier. Thank you, Papa Brown. Go ahead.
But Michael, the same reason why did we watch the Dolphins those years that we knew that they sucked? And we knew they would probably lose, but we just can't. It's like, you know, you can't take your eyes off it. It's your favorite team. You're going to watch, and you hope that they end up in the spot like they are now with Tyreek Hill, and they got Chubb, and they got stuff like that. Well, that
Jalen Ramsey.
That's what you got to hope for the Rockets.
But that's the thing, is that you're so far removed from being a contender at this point that you're – the only way this team becomes any sort of relevant is Victor Wembanyama. If you don't land him, you're done. Then what?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. And Ryan, I think you already know the answer to this. Okay, yeah, we're farther away from being a play-in team than we are, you know, we're the worst team in the league. Record-wise, we are. But let me ask you a question. In the next 3 or 4 years, okay, with LeBron going to be retiring at some point, Kevin Durant's getting older. Curry's getting older. Do you really think that it's that hard to get back into the thick of things in the West?
Yes.
Why?
When you have a god-awful owner who would rather sell chili dogs with Fruit Loops on them like they were doing at the game that you and I were at. Now, removed the money that we spent at the team store, which you're welcome, Tillman. No, don't tell me you would want to have a chili cheese dog with Fruit Loops.
Sounds phenomenal.
You saw that article. They were selling it for $19. It was horrific. No, I didn't try one. We had cotton candy and we had a Coke Zero.
Listen, yes. We live in a city.
Here we go.
Live in a city. Yes.
Go ahead.
I spent $70.
On what?
At the rodeo.
What did you buy?
For our first round of food. Me and my lovely girlfriend, Courtney.
Oh, my God. Listen, this is how you know. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the show. This is evidence we have 5 shows left of the Dream Take before we get fired. That we're just going to talk.
How did you get off so cheap?
What did you buy? What did you buy for $70?
That was round one.
Ryan, please answer. What did you buy for $70 at the rodeo?
You guys are going to fall out of your chairs.
Okay, go ahead.
I literally bought 2 turkey legs.
Why would you need 2?
And 2 drinks.
No, there's no way.
And I spent $70.
What was in the drinks?
Coke.
There's no way.
Promise.
Was it what the Route 74 of Coke? What did you?
It was a regular like refillable cup.
Oh, there it is.
And that was round one, guys. That's not even including the fried Oreos I got. That's not even including the sausage on a stick later. I probably spent $200 on food alone that day. On food alone,
Pops. What do you like at a rodeo?
I like to leave.
Food-wise, what do you get at a rodeo?
Oh,
here we go.
I got to start. First, you start off with a funnel cake, okay?
Oh. Ryan, where do you rate the funnel cake in the sweets?
Oh, as far as rodeo dessert, it's probably top 2.
Pops, do you eat it with a fork or do you eat it with your hand?
Yeah. Hand. I love the powder.
You fold it in half and you go at it. God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
First of all, I would be so okay with my life if you never said fold it in half and go at it ever again.
It's like a piece of pizza, you know?
No, it's not. It's not. Okay, what else do you enjoy at a rodeo besides a...
Then you got to get the foot-long...
Oh, here we go.
The foot-long, you got to get mustard on it. You got to get ketchup, chili, and then cheese.
Wait, you put mustard, ketchup, chili, and cheese on the same hot dog?
Yeah.
Ryan, is that awful?
Yeah, I'm more of just a chili cheese guy on hot dog. I don't know about mustard.
Okay.
But if Papa Brown wants to do it, then God bless.
Hey, for the show, the record, Pops, what's your favorite Chameleon Era song?
I'm going to take you out back and kill you. I don't know. Who cares?
I will say this for revisiting the day. I can't let this slide. I can't let this slide. Hold on. That was funny.
What's your favorite part of the song?
Probably when it's over.
When it's over. I will say this about the James Harden trade.
Yes. Okay. Please get us back.
I'll get us back on God. Track. I can't really say that we got screwed on the James Harden trade because...
Yes, we did.
Because when a superstar...
I'm listening.
When a superstar demands a trade, whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not, they essentially chop the balls off the organization. The Rockets did not have any... Hashtag chop the balls on Twitter, by the way. The Rockets didn't have any leverage at all. I know you say, oh, he's under contract. That doesn't matter. I don't know if you guys have looked around the NBA, but that doesn't matter anymore. That they're under contract.
This thing, no, come on. Look, bottom line, and we're going to wrap the show up because, good God, I don't know where else we could go with this show.
Hi, Stephanie.
No, please don't, because you said your favorite Chamillionaire song was Take Him Out Back and Kill Him.
Stephanie. Oh, Stephanie.
Ryan, can you imagine who the hell is going to listen to this show tomorrow? Just say, first of all, if you guys like this show, come hang out with the three of us at Beer Sports Whatever tomorrow. Oh, God, it's 7:30. Dolphin show at 8:30. Yeah. Oh, yes, please ask.
Don't you think, and Ryan, you're more objective than Mr. Woe Is Me.
Woe, is that me?
Well, it's not Stephanie.
Millions of people that are listening to the show, I have a very positive attitude today.
What I'm saying is I compare, if you think that, to when they brought Bo Porter on to be the sacrificial lamb when the Astros went through those 100 games. What was it, Ryan, like 3 or 4 years in a row?
Yeah, 4 years in a row.
That's what this is. Steven Silas is the Bo Porter of basketball, okay?
Exactly.
He wanted a chance to get a shot. And, and you joke about the Harden trade, how you think we got screwed. You'd have to totally lay it out and see in the very end how many guys did we get to draft. But I'm going to tell you, it's not that much different than the Laremy Tunsil trade for the Dolphins, and you know how they made out with that.
Come on, though, man. It's different. In my opinion,
this is our trust the process.
Why the process hasn't worked in Philadelphia? Y'all are both getting soft.
No,
the only thing that matters is winning.
This is our
trust the process. Winning.
Listen, they might not have won a championship, but Joel Embiid is proving to be.
They haven't won. They haven't won a title. What else matters?
Well, a lot of teams.
In all honesty, that's fair. But then, what
only
else?
Only one team can win a year.
Okay, Pops. Let me ask you two questions, and good God, we're gonna wrap the show up. Do you trust Tillman Fertitta to own a basketball team to win a title? Yes or no?
Not so far. No.
Okay. Do you trust Rafael Stone to put together a roster to win a title? It's a yes.
Well, it's hard for me to grade Stone right now because his I'll give you two things. His draft picks have been so high up there that it was really hard to screw him up. Now, I can't blame him for not bringing on key free agents because we're at the point where if you're a free agent, nobody wants to come here and play right now.
And they wouldn't want to play if we were 41-41 either, Mike.
That's right. When we were mediocre, being barely out of the playoffs, we didn't attract great free agents.
Y'all aren't answering the question, though.
What's the question?
Do you trust Rafael Stone to build a roster to win a title?
Not if Hillman is the owner, no.
I think
do you trust Steven Silas to coach a team to win a title?
I wouldn't trust Steven Silas to coach Dulles High School.
So what are we talking about? The three of you, both of you just answered my question, that you don't trust the owner, the GM, and the coach to do anything to win a title. So why are they here?
No, but I do think that a step in the right direction is he's got to – the next coaching hire, he has to nail it. There's no question.
He has to. Absolutely. Yeah. Do either of you have any final thoughts? Pops, you first, and then Ryan, to the thousands of listeners that we have currently here on Spotify Live.
How many listeners we got? It's crazy.
No, we've got, right, honestly, it's north of 2,000. Ryan, Pops, any final thoughts?
I'll let Ryan go first.
Oh, good. Thanks, Dad, for going against what the host asked for.
Okay, when we get Victor Wembanyama, he can wear 33. I don't think anybody's wearing 33 in the Raptors, so I think that would be a good number for him.
Pops, didn't Eddie Griffin wear 33?
Eddie Griffin? I think I saw him at Walmart the other day.
Okay, Ryan, that's rude because he's dead.
Because he got hit by a train So if you saw him, it must have been remnants of.
I'm very sorry, Sandy Griffin's family. I apologize. I did not mean that.
He did wear 33, Michael, but so did Otis Thorpe. So there you go.
Okay.
Otis Thorpe. Pops, I definitely saw him at Walmart.
Pops, do you have any inspirational words as we go into Thursday and beyond?
Well, first of all, tomorrow night to open it. First of all, tomorrow night, y'all. But Ryan, you better be back on because we got beer sports and whatever, and we have the Dolphins show. And tomorrow night's opening night, so don't you know? Hey,
well, but most importantly, tomorrow, Law and Order SVU, another new episode at 9 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. But I digress.
It's 8 o'clock because the Stabler one's on at 9.
Oh, what is it? Ryan, what's the name of the organized crime?
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen, I do have some truth on the words, though.
Okay.
Rockets Nation, I'm speaking directly to you.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan. Okay. You know what? The floor is yours.
Rockets Nation, I know that the last couple of years have been hard. Okay? I know we have endured loss after loss after painful loss. And I know that we experienced years of prosperity. Okay? We've experienced the highs, and this is our low. But listen, the night is darkest always. I don't know this saying, but the night is darkest before the dawn. And the dawn is coming in the form of either Scoot Henderson or Victor Wembanyama. Okay? Without saying too much, the NBA owes us. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying we lost our superstar and the NBA owes us. That's all I'm saying. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying that when everybody else loses their superstar, they get the number one pick.
Well, and I think the league and it's not because of, you know, who cares about Tillman, but you know, the league needs some of these bigger market teams back in the playoffs again. You know, nobody gives a crap about New Orleans or Charlotte or any of these. One of those teams needs to go back to Seattle, first of all. Seattle should have a team, okay? But, the league was hurting for a long time because the Knicks were terrible, the Bulls were terrible, and, you know, the Knicks are kind of back again. They'll probably lose in the first round, but they need some of these bigger market teams to be relevant again. And that's what happened when we got James Harden. We became relevant again.
And Houston loves their international stars. Hakeem, international. Yao, international. Victor is from France. He's international. Okay, it makes sense.
What does him being French have anything to do with this?
I'm saying Houston loves their international centers. We take care of them and we make a lot of money for them.
You mean Yao, that overrated 7'6"?
Oh, here we go. You know, we also love Domri Kasby too, but you know.
Well, no, first of all, he's not a center. Second of all, he's from the homeland with the Jews. First of all, when I say something, it's not good to tell the host, oh, here we go. It's a little rude and it's a little off-putting if you want my honest assessment of what.
Now, which one is it? You can only have one.
Well, it's a little off-putting if you want my honest opinion.
Did you just say off-putting?
It's a little off-putting, yeah.
I had the best bread pudding in the world today, by the way.
No, that bread pudding was average at best. where were we? What was it? Snake Hole Lounge? What was it called?
Shout out to Snake Hole Lounge.
No, it wasn't called the Snake Hole Lounge. Dad, what did you have for lunch today?
No,
why? Because he's Jewish, he has to have pastrami.
I had a chicken. I had a chicken salad from Chick-fil-A.
You didn't have a chicken salad sandwich, did you?
Not a sandwich. I had a salad with chicken in it.
You had a chicken salad. Wait. What? I'm gonna cry.
You want me to talk slower?
So you had a salad with chicken in it from Chick-fil-A.
Well, there's also tomatoes in it and some other things, but yeah.
What kind of dressing?
Honey mustard.
Ryan, where's your favorite chicken in town?
Oh, that's I know why you're asking me that. Let me see.
Wait, no. Are you going because we're talking?
Let me see. My favorite.
No, it has no. Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Bob's went to Chick-fil-A.
Fourth Nation. I'm just kidding. I'm not that guy. Okay, so I'm gonna say Popeyes. I love Popeyes.
Southern Yankee Craft House is where we went today, Ryan. Wait, where did you say your favorite chicken was?
Popeyes. Mm.
By the way, Popeyes is Jewish crack. I want you to know that.
Okay, well, on that note, now that we've said the term Jewish crack, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up because, good God, in all honesty, 5 shows left. We're going off the rails. Every time I'm on here, we're doing our thing. Make sure to follow the Dream Take on Twitter, at the Dream Take, for the next 9 days before I send out enough tweets to burn this thing to the ground.
Shout out to Frenchies, by the way, but not like the ones in the one in Houston. Shout out to Frenchies.
So, Michael, what do you think? Okay, so Mr. Negative,
I'm not negative.
If they hired Sam Cassell and he brought in kind of a, you know, he brought in Vernon and maybe a couple of others, would that excite you at all? No.
I want, you know who I want, Papa Brown? I want.
Can we please end this show? I beg both of you. Can we continue the conversation?
Who do you want? Ume Udoka or whatever his name was?
First of all, his name is.
Ume Udoka. I would love Ume Udoka to come here. Bring me along too. You know?
Yeah. Ryan, you can sit in the stands during the games. That will be more than enough. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow the Dream Shake at DreamShakeSBN. Follow Jeremy Brenner at Jeremy Brenner. Ryan, where can we find you on Twitter?
At Rye Ryan, R with 3 Y's, and then Ryan.
Okay, so no one's going to be able to follow that. So, Ryan, you'll get no new followers from the show. Pops, where are you on Twitter?
Okay, you can find me at I don't really give a damn because I don't have Twitter.com. So there you go.
Is that all caps or is that lowercase?
Okay. It's lowercase.
If you're on Facebook, find us. Search the Dream Shake forever longer that lasts. And we'll talk to you guys on Friday. And I genuinely hope we have more basketball related things to talk about on Friday. Pops and Ryan. Who's probably gonna lose?
Shout out to Adam E, who stayed with us the whole show.
Miss Stephanie, absolutely.
Shout out to Stephanie. Yeah, Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Love you. Bye.
Ryan, thank you for joining the show tonight. Hopefully, you have fun, and I'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. at STR Marketplace.
Yes, Papa Brown, tell Mama Brown I said hi.
You got it, bro. But I mean, Stephanie and Adam have been on this whole time. That's awesome.
So.
Well, Stephanie hasn't, but Adam has.
So make sure to join us tomorrow on my Facebook. Search Mike Brown for Beer Sports Whatever, where we lead the show.
He's trying to wrap up.
Where we lead off the show with Pops' favorite Chamillionaire song, I Was Shot in the Backyard.
His favorite part is the end.
Oh, my God.
So what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Dear God, until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets. Pray for Victor.
Houston Rodeo, lower your prices next year.
Oh my God.
Keep selling funnel cakes because I do like them.
God, go away. I'm going to bed.
Turkey leg shouldn't cost me the same as my mortgage. Bye.